It's really to get our house in order financially and in some other areas where we see deficits. We recognize them as ongoing, and we want to, in an accelerated fashion, get Lake Chelan Community Hospital back in the black and thriving again.
Now, the concerns financially appear to be a couple of things. Number one is patient load, which apparently has dwindled over the past year or so, and so you're producing less revenue. The second part of that would be how quickly you collect that revenue.
That's right. So two issues there. We're not as busy as we have been in the past, and we need to come up with plans and successful strategies to turn that around and to provide more services and to become busier. The second is you'll often hear us talk about our revenue cycle, and that's the time it takes from when we provide care till we turn that into a final payment from either the patient or their insurance. We have had some of our processes just plain break down there, and it's caused a delay. We have bills out there or in the process of being out there, but we have not collected the money, and that's a serious issue. It's a cash flow issue and something we have to fix.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, if we can, for a moment, and that would be the new hospital, which was approved some 3 years ago. It has already undergone a delay and now discussion due to the financial status of the current operation at the hospital. Indication is, not only by the consultant, but you appear to be in concurrence with that, but it may be best to have at least a year delay.
Well, here's the situation. The new hospital, when it's built and the final mortgage is completed, which is to say the final financing is done, which would be a couple months after completion, so let's say the end of 2021. At that time, the hospital will take on approximately $100,000 monthly mortgage payment, loan servicing. And today, just, we look at our finances and we're losing money every month. Where will the cash come from? And so that's why we're saying, we got to get our house in order. How long will it take? What is reasonable? And so that's the discussion going on. Can we get our house in order? Yes, we can. Can we get it quickly enough? That's the real question.
Ultimately, that'll be a decision made by the board.
And I expect probably in 2 weeks. There's unknowns in delaying, but one thing we can all expect, we probably can't quantify, is there'll be inflation costs. The cost of the project will go up. We have a fixed budget, which means the size of the project, the envelope, the square footage will have to be reduced again. So that's a serious concern.
George, what would you say? Public has been acutely aware of the delays in the project at the new hospital. What would you say to the voters out there that said, let's build a new hospital, and now here we are talking again about another delay? How do you pose that to them so that maybe there's a clearer understanding?
Sure. So today I would say, Chelan will and the district will get to build a hospital about every 25 to 50 years, and it has to be done best it can. Not rushed into, not done with emotion. I think the discussions happening right now on whether to delay and to get our house in order financially are really demonstrations by management of the hospital and the commission of being good stewards with the community's money and with the community's interest. So I would say this is not a bad thing. It's a very cautious thing. And because these are such long-term projects, 25 to 50 years, that a little time to ensure you've done it right is probably a good thing.